Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jose Cardenal. Batting second. The right fielder, Russ Snyder. Batting third. The left fielder, Jimmy Hall. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Tony Horton. Batting fifth. The catcher, Joe Askew. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Billy Harris. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Lou Klimchuk. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Larry Brown. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sonny Siebert. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Sonny Siebert. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Dick McAuliffe. Batting second. The center fielder, Jim Northrup. Batting third. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Willie Horton. Batting sixth. The catcher, Bill Freehan. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Don Wirt. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Dick Trusiewski. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Denny McLain. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Denny McLain. And now, play ball. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Horton throws the ball into McAuliffe, who tags Cardenal, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trusiewski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Harris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Horton moves to second. Billy Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Freehan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Klimchuk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klimchuk hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash strikes out. One out. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Siebert fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan takes first base on ball four. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Sonny Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McLean fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trzaskowski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-1 in the game. Snyder hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-1 in the game. Hall hits a fly ball into center field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick Trzaskowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trzaskowski hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Denny McLean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLean bunts towards the mound. Siebert fields it and throws to first for the out. Trzaskowski moves to second. One out. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0-for-1 in the game. McAuliffe hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Trzaskowski scores. It's 1-0, Tigers. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0-for-1 in the game. Northrup hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McAuliffe moves to third. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-1 in the game. Kaline hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. McAuliffe scores. Northrup moves to third. It's 2-0, Tigers. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-1 in the game. Cash is walked intentionally. Kaline moves to second. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-1 in the game. Horton hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Northrup tags and scores. Kaline tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 3-0, Tigers. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Freehan hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A 3-run home run. It's 6-0, Tigers. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0-for-1 in the game. Wirt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Trzaskowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trzaskowski is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Trzaskowski is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Horton hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Northrup. Horton reaches second base with a double. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Askew hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops it up and throws to first, with McLean covering, for the out. Horton moves to third. One out. Billy Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-1 in the game. Harris takes first base on ball 4. Luke Klimchuk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klimchuk is 0 for 1 in the game. Klimchuk hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Horton tags and scores. Two outs. It's 6-1, Tigers. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Indians 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Denny McLain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLain is 0 for 0 in the game. McLain hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Cardinal. McLain reaches second base with a double. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Harris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Northrup hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Harris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards third. Klimchuk fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. McLain scores. It's 7-1, Tigers. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Cash hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kaline moves to third. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Tommy Harper pinch hits for Sonny Siebert. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is called out on strikes. One out. Jose Cardinal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardinal is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cardinal takes first base on ball 4. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cardinal. The throw from Freeman and he is safe. Cardinal steals second. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Cardinal moves to third. Two outs. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 2 in the game. Hall hits a pop-up towards third. Wirt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Indians 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Hal Kurtz now pitching. Bill Freeman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freeman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Freeman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Klimchuk fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wirt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Klimchuk juggles the ball. That's an error on Klimchuk. Dick Trusiewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trusiewski is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Trusiewski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Wirt moves to second. Two outs. Denny McLain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLain is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. McLain strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Horton hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Askew hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cash settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Harris hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Wirt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Indians 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Harris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Northrup hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Kaline hits a fly ball into center field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Mickey Stanley now playing center field. Jim Northrup now playing right field. Luke Klimchuk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klimchuk is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Klimchuk hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-2 in the game. Brown hits a line drive towards short. Trasuski reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Kurtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kurtz hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops it up and throws to first, with McLain covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Indians 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cash hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Horton hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Cardinal. Horton reaches second base with a double. Cash moves to third. Wayne Comer pinch runs for Willie Horton. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Freehan is walked intentionally. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wirt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cash scores. Comer scores. Freehan moves to second. It's 9-1, Tigers. Dick Trasuski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trasuski is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Trasuski hits a ball on the ground towards third. Klimchuk fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Klimchuk. Frien scores. Wirt moves to third. It's 10-1, Tigers. Denny McLean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLean is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. McLean hits a ball on the ground towards third. Klimchuk fields it and throws to first for the out. Wirt scores. Trasuski moves to second. One out. It's 11-1, Tigers. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McAuliffe hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Snyder. McAuliffe reaches second base with a double. Trasuski scores. That run is unearned. It's 12-1, Tigers. Dave Campbell pinch runs for Dick McAuliffe. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Northrup takes first base on ball 4. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Campbell moves to third. Northrup moves to second. Two outs. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Cash is walked intentionally. Wayne Cummer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cummer hits a line drive towards short. Brown reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 12, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Dave Campbell now playing second base. Wayne Cummer now playing left field. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cardenal hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Stanley. Cardenal reaches second base with a double. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Snyder hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-3 in the game. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trasuski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Horton takes first base on ball 4. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Askew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 12, and the Indians 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Frien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frien is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and two walks. He's got three RBIs. Frien hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 13-1, Tigers. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Wirt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Trasuski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trasuski is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Trasuski hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Denny McLean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLean is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. McLean hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 13, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Max Alvis pinch hits for Billy Harris. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Johnson pinch hits for Luke Klimchuk. Lou Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chico Salmon pinch hits for Larry Brown. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is hit by the pitch. Lee May pinch hits for Hal Kurtz. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a fly ball into right field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 13, and Cleveland Indians, 1. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.